Hey, I just went to New York time. All right, here we go. All right. I do bring you greeting. No, okay. It's been too many years since we've been here, hasn't it? Right, and it's like coming home. We did live here for a period of time and had the honor and the privilege to sit under Brother Troy in his ministry. Touched my family in many, many ways, and we are so thankful. And this is the first time I've been able to see Brother Troy since the Lord healed you of your cancer. And I know others have probably already said this, but what a testimony he was all the time. And in that, I mean, I'd call him and I would expect him. I would almost just want him just yell a little bit, something. What's going on? Never. Never from Brother Troy. His wife had to pick up probably so much slack during that time. And his children. What a blessing they are, amen? What a blessing Citrus Missionary Baptist Church is to us. We cannot thank you all enough for everything you have already done and everything you will continue to do. And even if you don't feed me anymore, I've had enough. You cannot get grits like that in Ohio. You can't. Whether we make them or I don't know what y'all did to them, but I want them again tomorrow, Lord. I mean, if they're not there, don't do it just for Justin or anything to make everybody feel bad on the grit. We're not having grits. Okay, he's not coming. No, I'll still come. I'll find something. But it's been plentiful. The motel is just glorious, and we cannot, again, thank you all enough. Well, my message is, it's not necessarily following what seems to be kind of a theme in the meeting so far, but I can tell you this, it's from the Word of God, and so that's why we're here, is to hear from the Word of God. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, and shall we stand as I read the first four verses of 1 Kings, chapter 21. First Kings 21, beginning in verse 1, and it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came unto his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. Let us look to our Lord now in a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love to us, mercy and grace and watch care over us. We are thankful, our Father, for the privilege that we have to be able to come to this conference and allowing my family and I some time off of work to be able to come and to be a part of this fellowship. I thank you for her pastor and his family, and pray, Father, thy abundant blessings would continue to pour out upon them and upon the wonderful members here of Citrus Missionary Baptist Church. I thank you and praise you, our Father, for the messages that we have already heard, and I ask that you would be with me this afternoon, that you would give me liberty and ability to present thy word in truth and in love. I ask, Father, for the forgiveness of our sins, and these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. The title of the message this afternoon is Not For Sale. The title of the message reminds me of a song by an artist by the name of Michael Combs. Some of you may know some of his music. You may even recognize the song. I'll read the lyrics to the song as we get started. It says, what happened to that preacher who used to preach so strong? What happened to that singer who used to sing our song? The preacher's outselling Amway. That singer's now singing country. They sold out what is right for what is wrong. What happened to the church that used to be on fire? What happened to the voices that sang in the heavenly choir? Oh, the church has now grown dead and cold. The choir is silent because nobody goes. They sold out to the world and their own desires. It says, this heart belongs to Jesus because he saved my soul from hell. This heart belongs to Jesus, and this heart is not for sale. Well, a man from California called a few months ago. He said, boy, with your talent, we could make a lot of dough. I said, thanks for the offer. It all sounds well, but I belong to Jesus, and I'm just not for sale. Well, if you're living for Jesus, friend, there will come a day. That old devil's going to try to get you some way. He'll try you and tempt you with his lies straight from hell. Just say, I belong to Jesus, and devil, I'm not for sale. I belong to the Lamb of God. He purchased me with his precious blood. I don't need popularity. I'd rather have what he gave to me. I belong to the King of Kings. He's my hope. He's my joy. He's my everything. I belong to the Lord God Almighty. I belong to the one who gave his life for me. I belong to the Lamb of God. He purchased me with his precious blood. I don't need popularity. I'd rather have what he gave to me. Some sold conviction for compromise. Some sold the truth for a pack of lies. Some have sold testimonies for fortune and fame. I just want to glorify and magnify his name. The title of the message again this afternoon is Not for Sale. Our passage introduces us to another man who refused to sell out, a man named Naboth, whose name means fruit. He lived in Jezreel. Naboth, obviously, as we see here from the text, owned a vineyard that was situated beside the summer palace of King Ahab, who was the king of Israel. In verse 1 and 2 told us that Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard, and he offered him even a better vineyard, or to pay him cash for his land. And while that all seems well and good on the surface, and it all seems reasonable, the king offered Naboth something he was not willing to sell. Beloved, I stand before you this afternoon and want you to know that in our daily lives, we face many situations where we need not be for sale. Choices that could affect us the rest of our lives. The choices we make every day in our friends, in our music, in the clothing that we wear, in the reading material in which we read, how we spend our time on the internet and what we look at on the internet, from text messaging and so on and so forth. Those things that I mentioned could change the course of your life. The decisions that we make about sex and drugs and alcohol and things of that nature will change your lives in ways that you cannot begin to imagine. And the Lord God Almighty has probably brought more than one of us out of a situation that involved drugs or alcohol or something else. And we would warn the younger generation to flee from those things and teach them to not sell out. And so, beloved, as we think about this, I certainly want to say that the most important thing that I can talk about today is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And if you know him, are you willing to live a godly life? Beloved, it's easy to sell out. It's easy to not stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ and godly values. That's easy. Any one of us can sell out very easily. But if you are here and saved by the grace of God, then you're a child of the King and you're not for sale. You're not for sale. So, will you pray? Will you read your Bibles? And will you be a solid witness for Christ? Beloved, this afternoon I'd like us to look at Naboth and his obligation, Naboth and his opportunities, and Naboth and his obedience. Let's just get into it here. Naboth and his obligation. Well, we see again that Naboth had a possession. We are told that Naboth had a vineyard. And this vineyard obviously had been passed down to him by his fathers. It has been in his family since Israel had been given possession of the promised land. This land had been in his family for generations. It was more than in his inheritance. It was his heritage. It was obviously very important to him. It was a prime state of real estate. And somewhere along the way, the king of Israel had built his palace, obviously pretty close to Naboth's vineyard. You know, sometimes when a preacher is preaching a message, you're always looking for that spiritual application and wondering where it's going to come. Well, I'm just going to tell you. Here comes your spiritual application. In each section, I will just tell you. So you're not thinking, oh, is he going to make this spiritual? Yes. So I'm going to back away from the text. That's what it means when we make a spiritual application. And I'm going to apply this to our lives, and then we will jump back into the text. And so I say all that to say this, just so you know, right? Just so you know, you and I also have a vineyard. You and I have been given a wonderful inheritance by those who have gone on before us. A legacy in the Word of God. And it's by no accident that you are here this afternoon. This church has been given to you all by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church in which the Lord allows me to pastor has been given to us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it is a beautiful vineyard that I have the responsibility, along with the members, to tend and take care of, to hand down to the next generation and not sell it out. It has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not turn to all of these, but Matthew 16, 18 and 1 Timothy 3, 15, you can see these things. Beloved, if you would just stop and think about what we have for just a moment, what we've already enjoyed in this conference. We have the Word of God preserved for us in the KJV. We have old-fashioned preaching, spirit-filled worship, holy living. It's easy to see that we've been given a precious possession and a great heritage. So Naboth had a great possession. We see also that Naboth had a profession. You see, Naboth worked his vineyard. He raised grapes to provide a living for himself and for his family. And when you think about it, he must have done a pretty good job because it caught the eye of the king. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, he wasn't just haphazard about taking care of the vineyard. So many of us are haphazard about taking care of our vineyards, whether it's at the church or the most important ministry that any man in this room has, and that is in your own family. It's obvious that Naboth wasn't haphazard with it. It caught the eye of the king. So he worked the vineyard to preserve the heritage that had been passed down to him. He didn't let it go to waste. And so again, as Ahab passed by in his chariot, he must have admired the well-tended land and the luxurious vines loaded with grapes. As I said, it is evident that Naboth spent his days taking care of what he had been given. We need to take advantage of what we've been given. We need not to take services like this for granted. We need to thank God that we have the Bible, that you have this church, that you have a loving, serving pastor and family, that you have, and if you've been saved by the grace of God, salvation. Amen. Right? And so we must learn to worship God and praise Him for all He has given to us. And like Naboth, I believe we have an obligation to take what we have been given and make it the best we can for the glory of God. Not for me, but for the glory of God. And so that's what we see with Naboth's obligation. We see that he had a possession, a profession, and he protected. As Naboth tilled and worked the land, he knew that in reality he was merely a caretaker. You know, yeah, the land was his, but not for long. It was his to work, but more importantly, it was his to protect. He had the responsibility of making sure that that land would be handed down to his sons, children, and their children, and forthcoming generation to generation. You see, Naboth was just one man in this, but was a link in the chain of God's will and God's blessing. If he failed his generation, the next generation would have nothing to inherit and they would have nothing to pass on. Naboth had been charged with protecting that which he had been given. What an awesome responsibility. So again, there's an application for us, spiritual application. Here it is. My generation, the generation in which I live, we have been given a wonderful spiritual heritage. Don't blow it. I don't know how to say it better than that, or more blunt than that, or whatever. We have been charged with protecting things like the Word of God, with the things that I mentioned, the Spirit-filled preaching, the old-fashioned praise and worship, the God-honoring music, holiness, oh now, separation, whoa now. We can protect the Word of God, but we better not protect no holiness. Come on. We have been given this precious inheritance and vineyard, and let us that are alive tend the vineyard to pass it down. Don't negate your responsibility to work the vineyard. Don't negate your responsibility to step up and not sell out. You see, it's not too early for you to step up, both children and adults. Take a look at your vineyard today and get in there and get to work. Get to work. Work it. Protect it. Preserve it so that the next generation will have something godly to inherit. Listen, the world ain't going to give them something godly to inherit. And you don't need me to tell you that. You know that. Look at the way God sets things in order. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. The word of the Lord says this. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. The things have been committed to faithful men so that we can just turn our backs and say, cool. No. To teach others. Let us not forget that responsibility. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, that's the godly heritage before us, amen, right? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, looking unto Jesus. That's how we do it. All right, beloved, it only gets harder from here. Let me see here. Okay. Good. That laugh was that I don't have as much time left as I thought. A little scared. Naboth had an opportunity in verse 2, right? So back in our text, y'all remember where it was, right? 1 Kings 21, I needed you there. 1 Kings 21 and verse 2, Naboth had an opportunity. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs. He had an opportunity. So again, one day, here's Naboth out working in his vineyard, and he had a visitor. King Ahab comes over from the palace with an offer for Naboth. Ahab wanted to buy Naboth's vineyard. Okay? Let's walk through that king's offer and learn that opportunities are not always what they appear to be. So Naboth was just given a royal opportunity. Right? This offer came from the king, not a servant of the king, not a messenger of the king. No, King Ahab came to Naboth and said, I want your land. Listen, not only would I want your land, I will get you another vineyard, bigger, better, prettier. I will pay you money. Just sell me that. I want it. Right? There's no little small taters here, right? This is the king coming to take Naboth's land, or wanting to, right? You know, people typically did as the king requested, especially when they... Listen, most people, if the king would have just said, I want your land, they would have given it to him, even if the king hadn't offered to give him money, because he was the king. Naboth. You know, again, as I just kind of said, it was a reasonable opportunity. You know, Ahab wanted the vineyard because it was close to his house, right? He wanted to plant. We see an herb garden there. He'd give the king pleasure. It was a reasonable or responsible opportunity. Again, the king didn't just say, give it to me. He said, I will give you something in return. Right? Would have given Naboth the opportunity to better himself. Possibly even given Naboth a better piece of land. Maybe wouldn't need as much work. Really, I think Naboth was in a place that he could have named his price. The king probably would have given it to him. A lot of people name their price today, but that's the third part of the message. Most folks, as I said, would have leaped on an offer like this. You know, it would have pleased the king, and Naboth could have lived his life saying, hey, my vineyard, I sold it to the king. Right? Most people would have worn that with a badge of honor. But let me tell you, it was a repugnant opportunity. You see, Ahab wanted to destroy everything that Naboth's fathers had so worked so hard to give him. Here's your spiritual application, folks. You're going to receive a lot of offers in your life. Young ladies, it might come from a guy who says, if you loved me, you would. Don't sell out. To the so-called friends who might say, oh, come on, everyone's doing it. Don't sell out. I want to help you today. I want you to see that not everything that looks like a good opportunity really is. So I encourage you, don't just sell out regardless of who's doing the asking. Because if someone asks you to do anything that violates the word of God, is not your true friend. Now it's easy for me to say it behind here, isn't it? Young people are faced with things today that are astronomical, aren't they? Hey, adults, we are too. Don't sell out. You protect that vineyard, that godly heritage. You stand for what is right. Don't sell out just to please the crowd, because let me tell you something. Until you do it, not everyone's doing it, amen? Right? Not everyone's doing it. So they can't even say it. Because if you're not doing it, then not everyone's doing it. Amen? Don't sell out. If you drink one beer, they'll say you won't go to hell. That may be true. You just smell like it. Just smoke some of this weed. No, don't sell out. Girls and boys, continue to stand. Continue to dress modestly. Continue to be holy. You see, the devil will try to take you away, but stand strong as Naboth did, even in the event of what looks like a great opportunity. Stand strong as Naboth did. You see, I'm going to give you something here you're not going to like. Because again, no matter how reasonable the opportunity looks on the surface, I implore you, take some time. Look down the road and weigh it out. Because every decision you make has a consequence. And we might not like that, but it does. If it's a sinful one, and if you're saved by the grace of God, thank God that He has forgiven that sin. I know that. But there are some decisions and I know I made in my life that I wish I never had done. And if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't do them again. Right? Listen, Galatians 6, 7, and 8 is just as true now as it was when it was written. Well, all the Word of God is. I didn't mean to just single out Galatians there. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived by this. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap a, or I'm sorry. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Beloved, I want you to know, and I don't want you to forget, that the world and the flesh and the devil are trying to destroy your heritage. If they have their way in your life, they will take everything that has been given you and leave nothing for you to pass on to your children. I want to be able to pass something on. The biggest responsibility that every man, as I said in this room, has is passing on that godly heritage in your own home. Teaching them about Christ. Telling them about the Savior that saves. And living according to God's Word. Our government wants to, New York, right? They just want to murder babies, right? I mean, right up until birth. They don't want the family. They want to tear apart that heritage. You preserve it. You work it. You protect it. Thirdly, Naboth and his obedience. Naboth hears the offer, friends, and he refuses. Verse 3. "And Naboth said to Ahab, 'The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my father unto thee.'" Naboth hears it and he refuses. Let us learn from that example. Let us learn from the word of God. Naboth said, "The Lord forbid me." He told Ahab that he could not sell the vineyard because God had forbidden it. And beloved, God had. You look later at Leviticus 25. You look later at Numbers 36:7. In fact, the word of God clearly stated that the king was forbidden from buying the inheritance of the people in Ezekiel 46:18. And so Naboth said, "Not for sale. The Lord forbid it." So beloved, our first examination is it within the will of God? Find out what God says about the matter and walk in His will. Listen, you will never go wrong and you will never regret the Word of God as a guide in your life. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The Word of God. Again, it was the will of his fathers, the land, and I'll just go through that quickly. The land had been in Naboth's family for generations. If he sold it, there would be nothing for his children. And so he said, "Not for sale." Spiritual application, here it comes, coming at you, here it is. There are so many people in our generation today that are selling out. that are taking the offer of the world. They're taking the offer of the flesh and the devil. They're changing their methods. They're watering down the message. They're leaving the old paths for a new way of thinking that they think will attract the world. But we need to get out in the world with thus saith the Lord. This is what we need. This is what we all need. Saved or lost. This is what we need. I thank God that there are still a few refusing to sell out. Amen. They're still preaching against sin. They're still calling sinners to repent and trust Jesus. They're standing their ground for the Lord in an increasingly hostile world. And let me challenge you again to be thankful for the heritage that has been given you here. Be thankful for those who faithfully tend the vineyard at this place. We thank your pastor for preaching the word of God, even when it hurts. And you pastors, be not afraid to preach the word of God, even when it hurts. Because I think a lot, I think we're just, I know sometimes myself, a lot of you know me and you know my upbringing, right? And you come and you're like, he's always going to preach something hard. I don't do that near as often as you think I do anymore. Shame on me, really. You can still preach hard in love. But I think we're just so afraid of preaching anything controversial. I got to come back. You know, I've been here in 4 years. I feel like I should get at least 45 minutes. Yeah. Commit yourself to taking up the task of laboring in the Father's vineyard. Beloved, it's easy to sit back, but there comes a time when you need to step up. Right? I got to go through this because I got to get to the conclusion of this here. So Naboth, right, he didn't do it. And so again, regardless of who wants what you have, they are not worthy to take it. Do not sell out. Do not sell out. Someone once said, every man has his price. Well, Naboth obviously didn't have a price. This statement applies, the statement that every man has his price implies that everyone comes to the place where they will sell out if the price is right. What's your price? How much is your purity worth, boys and girls, men and women? Some have sold it cheap. Some have sold their purity to a pretty girl or to some boy who said, I love you. And by the way, your purity doesn't even belong to you. It belongs to your future spouse. So don't sell out. And you say, not for sale. Stay pure. Don't give in. How much is your innocence worth, folks? What's your price? Some have sold it dirt cheap. They've given their innocence away to the internet and to movies and to pornography. Don't sell out. Protect it. How much is your mind worth? What's your price? Some have sold it for nearly nothing. They have filled it with the language and the images of the world. Don't sell out. And how much is your testimony worth? What's your price? Some have sold it at bargain basement prices. They've sold it to keep a friend. They've sold it to impress others. They've sold it to keep a member. Don't sell out. Protect it. In our closing minutes here, I wish I could tell you that Naboth's story had a happy ending because he said not for sale and he refused to sell the farm, but it didn't. No, Ahab's wife Jezreel had him arrested on false charges, and Naboth was stoned to death. Read verse 13. I really do wish the story ended on a happier note, but the Bible always tells the truth, doesn't it? Always does. If you refuse to take the deals offered by those who would take what you have, you can expect to suffer because of it. 2 Timothy 3:12. You might find yourself ostracized by the crowd. You might be made fun of. You might be laughed at, and you might miss out on a few of the experiences others around you are having. But there is victory in Jesus. There is victory in Jesus. You see, all of this was in the plan of God. You know, when all this happened, God said, the prophet Elijah to confront Ahab in verses 17 through 24. Elijah told Ahab that he would die and the dogs would lick his blood in the very vineyard. Verse 19. And Elijah also told Ahab that Jezreel would die and be eaten by dogs. Verse 23, guess what? That's exactly what happened. And I'm not glorying in that. And if Naboth was still alive, I don't believe had been alive, he wouldn't have been glorying in that. But Naboth came out on top in a number of ways. He maintained his integrity. He lived and died knowing that he had done the right thing. Right? Naboth may have died, but I believe he went on to be with the Lord. And oh, beloved, where does this message find you? Have you sold out? Have you been thinking about taking the deal? Let me encourage you to seek the will of God. Stand up and protect the godly heritage that God has blessed us with. I thank you for your attention to the Word of God.